Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
That's right. You are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. So I am very honored and it is a pleasure to have in the studio with me, Brandy. Brandy, what's your last name again? I'm sorry.
Maxwell.
Brandy Maxwell, who is a part of NAPS. And so I had a NAPS on earlier this year, they were launching. And you guys are now off and running.
Yes, we are.
So explain to the listening audience who might have missed it the first time about NAPS.
So NAPS, I actually had the idea for a short-term sleep aid a couple years ago when I started waking up in the middle of the night and I wasn't able to go back to sleep.
I hate that.
Oh my gosh. Countless hours, you know, looking at the clock, mind turning, thinking about all the stuff I have to do the next day, right. Stuff I didn't complete, you know, things like that. So sometimes in the daytime, I try to take a nap to make up for my nighttime sleep. But no matter how tired I was like, I can't shut my mind off and, you know, that extreme fatigue. So I consulted with my physician and I tried a prescription sleep aid. However, I didn't like how it made me feel the next morning when I woke up with that tired, hungover, groggy feeling. And I'm a mom with two young girls and I needed to be there at night for them. And I thought, this isn't going to work for me. You know, I need to be alert, ready if they need me in the middle of the night. So I did some research for alternative solutions and natural products on the market. I tried different things. And my issue is waking up in the middle of the night, not able to sleep the whole night, and then spending 2-3 hours just, you know, tossing, turning, mind racing and everything like that. So after finding there wasn't anything on the market that you could take in the middle of the night or take for a daytime nap, I thought, well, I'll create it. So I consulted with my physician, who's a naturopathic doctor as well. And we started doing some market research and I started doing research on my own and basically come to find out there wasn't a short-term sleep aid on the market. And I thought, well, why not? You know, there's all these nighttime prescription sleep aids as well as natural over-the-counter, you know, everything is for full nighttime use.
Yeah.
So I consulted with a team of experts and we came up with the first all-natural short-term sleep aid.
Now, the key words there, all-natural.
Yes.
Because there, as you mentioned, there are a lot of products out there that people use to help aid them to sleep. And some of that stuff can be kind of dangerous at times. So with NAPS being all natural, what is it that's in NAPS that makes one, you know, a little drowsy so I can get me a good sleep or a good nap?
Right. So in NAPS, there's only 4 herbs and they are sedative, anti-nervous, anti-anxiety, calming, relaxing, kind of calms your mind down, your body down to allow you to sleep. It is passion flower, lemon balm, hibiscus, and chamomile. So only 4 herbs. They're European grown herbs, high standardized herbs, high quality, and they're manufactured in California. So premium ingredients manufactured in a cGMP facility, which is regularly audited by the FDA. So you also have, you know, premium manufacturing. And there are a lot of herbal natural products or just natural sleep aids, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they might not be with the, you know, highest quality ingredients or made outside of the United States. So you have to be really careful about what you're putting into your body.
Absolutely. So when you were telling your doctor about your sleeping problems and they prescribed you these sleeping pills, did those become addictive to at a certain extent? Did you feel that you needed them after a while from taking them?
Well, I initially started taking one, but that totally knocked me out and I was unable to, like, you know, hear my kids if they needed me and kind of stumbling to the bathroom, so to speak. So in the morning, and then I just felt like I couldn't wake up and stuff like that. So what I started to do was cut it in half. And I would cut the sleeping pill in half. And then I thought, oh, this really, you know, gets me to sleep all night. But I still had that really groggy
kind of tired,
kind of cloudy feeling all throughout the whole morning. So I needed like a lot of caffeine to kind of come off of that. And then what I did is I just started to say, you know, I know this isn't healthy for me, number one. I don't feel good from the effects from the night before. Mm-hmm. And although I may be sleeping all night, I just really don't like how it feels. So I you know, just kind of wean myself off. And then I started to take other natural products on the market, like melatonin and things like that. And for some people I hear, and including myself, it just didn't really work for me. But some people have great results with melatonin. So I just tried different products and, you know, went to Whole Foods and Central Market and whether it be the drugstore, you know, and trying like Unisom or Advil PM or different things.
Different ones. Because there's even a NyQuil one that's NyQuil Sleepy Time that's just, you know, dedicated to getting people to sleep without all the extraness. So in your research, when trying to find something that's all natural, short-term sleep aid, with the four different herbs that are in them, how did you all discover that these four herbs are the ones that will, you know, relax you, calm your mind, your body, and help you to sleep?
So during the conquest I had after I did all this market research and everything, I consulted with two people who were experts in herbology and had more of a biopharma background in California. So I consulted with one who is a PhD, MD, herbalist, and she and another consultant came up with the formula for naps. And so I, you know, don't claim to be an expert. I had an idea out of necessity.
Absolutely.
And just after doing market research, you know, found out that there wasn't a short-term product on the market. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll go hire the people that know about herbs, know which herbs to put in there, and the formation of naps. You know, there's a lot of nighttime remedies, and they have similar ingredients in ours, but the variation may be different with the dosage or adding other ingredients in it, things like that. So what's great and unique about naps is that you can take it in the middle of the night, say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, wake up refreshed, ready to go, 6 a.m., ready to, you know, tackle your day ahead with kids, work, school, whatever, you know, lies ahead. Or you can take it like on the airplane, which I'm getting ready to do because going to the West Coast, as you know, then we're going to dinner. We have a business meeting at 9 when it's really 11 o'clock Houston time.
Right.
And you're struggling, you know. So I kind of need that extra maybe hour and a half to take a nap. I'm going to take naps on the airplane. I do that frequently when I travel. I cannot sleep no matter how much I'm tired on the airplane. So I'll take a nap and then sleep, and I'll be ready to go for my meeting tonight. And that's what's unique and great about naps. You can take it in the middle of the night if you need to, or to onset your sleep at night. Like if you just kind of have that racing mind and have a hard time unwinding, calming your body down, naps will relax you and get you, you know, to onset your sleep at night and for a daytime nap. And or if you have like jet lag, something like that, or people that work shift work disorder, like shift work and have a hard time acclimating their bodies to a different, you know,
shift
schedule.
Yeah. So in terms of the dosage, there, well, I'm asking, are there different dosages? Let's say if I'm up at 2 a.m. and I can't go to sleep, do I just take half? Or if I'm, you know, I got off of work and I know that I have another event later on in the evening and I want to get a quick, you know, power nap or something in, but I can't quite go to sleep. How do the dosages work versus, you know, just the daytime nap and I'm going to go to sleep because I want to sleep throughout the entire night?
So it's the same dose for nap time, the middle of the night, or to onset your sleep.
Okay, so you don't have to measure your dosages.
Correct. You just, it's one stick pack, you dissolve it in 4 to 6 ounces of water, and you can take it for all three uses or, you know, power nap, daytime nap, if you need to sleep a little bit longer. It just allows your body to relax, calm your mind, body down to induce sleep. And if you need a 2-hour nap with no alarm, you might sleep 2 hours, you know, it just kind of depends on other factors, how tired you are, things like that.
Okay, let's talk about the different herbs in there. I'm on the website, which is napswithaz.com. The benefits of the passion flower, and are you up on all of I guess the different herbs is what they're called here?
Yeah, so the different herbs. So hibiscus was added for basically it's basically 100% natural flavor, color, and it has a nice, you know, gives naps a great taste for the product. I didn't want to add an artificial ingredient or sweetener or natural sweetener, like, you know, some products do have that. So it's 100% herbal, all natural. And hibiscus is really great flavoring and color. Lemon balm, passion flower, and chamomile are sedative herbs. They help aid in anti-anxiety, anti-nervousness, and just sedative, calming herbs. They're not going to knock you out. You're not going to take it in 20 minutes. You're going to be like passed out, like as if you took a prescription sleep aid or even maybe like a Unisom or Tylenol PM, something like that. You'll just feel a very calm, you know, kind of calms your mind, your bracing thoughts, your body down just to inhibit sleep. So you're just very like chill, you know, and no matter how tired you are or not tired, you'll feel just very calm overall sense of relaxation. It's not going to be like, boom, in 20 minutes. You're passed out.
Right. Okay. So for you,
so it may take you a little longer.
So for you, so far, it has worked wonders for you. So you feel you're sleeping through the night. You're waking up feeling energized and everything.
Yes, for me, and we have a lot of people that we've asked either in our studies when we were developing the product or friends, family, you know, guinea pigs, and we would ask, can you take it? When do you take it? What do you feel? How long do you sleep for? You know, things like that.
And what were the results?
Everyone slept, number one, which is great. And some people took them on the plane. We had a couple customers take it on an international flight instead of a prescription sleep aid, which is great. And we have people that say they take it to onset sleep instead of taking Benadryl. So they'll take it at night before bed where they would take normally like a Benadryl, you know, or something like that. Or we have another customer and she takes it. It's actually a girlfriend of mine and she takes it and she used to take Tylenol PM every night.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and then we have people that wake up in the middle of the night, just kind of, we have different people from all different ages, walks of life. I know, of course, 18 and over, but, and that might be professionals or stay-at-home moms or super busy with kids, work, you know, trying to fit it all in their everyday lives. And everybody is struggling. I mean, most people struggle with sleep. I don't know if you have any sleep issues.
No. Well, I do have, sometimes I'll have that, and I hate when this happens. It'll be a long day and I'll get home around, let's say, 5:30-ish. And I will call myself taking a quick power nap, a 15-20 minute nap, because I will have something else to do that evening. Well, I will end up sleeping for a couple of hours, which will have me up all night, not being able to go to sleep at my regular bedtime. So I'm up until 1-2 o'clock, frustrated because I know that I need to get back to sleep because I have to get right back up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I do have those issues where I will take a nap and sleep a little longer and be up the rest of the night, or at least, you know, halfway through it, you know. So a product like Naps will definitely come in handy for someone like me. And I love to sleep too. That's a that's another reason why I will be trying this product as well.
That's
because,
great.
You know, that's one of my favorite pastimes is sleep. I do not subscribe to Team No Sleep. Because if you are Team No Sleep, you know, how are you going to continue your grind and, you know, getting what you need to get done if your body isn't refreshed and your mind isn't, you know, re-energized and whatnot? So, yeah, I will definitely be taking naps when I need a nap.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. So it is available now.
Yes.
And people can get Naps.
They can buy it at Briar Grove Pharmacy in Houston and also at the Heights General Store. And then more retailers are going to start, you know, look soon for more retailers to carry the product.
Absolutely.
And also on www.naps.com, N-A-P-Z.com, and on Amazon. And so, and stay tuned, we'll be in more stores soon.
Absolutely. Yes. So for those that are listening that may be concerned, like, well, okay, yeah, it's all natural, but is it FDA approved and all of that? I'm sure you all have went through all of whatever the process is to get this product on the market, that we are, that it's a good to go product. Correct.
Yes. Nutritional supplements do not require FDA compliance, but basically,
see, I told you.
They NAPS actually, with having standardized European ingredients, we have quality ingredients that we pay, you know, premium for, because everything is tested for herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals. And then our facility is a cGMP facility in California, which is current good manufacturing practices, and it regularly gets audited by the FDA. Mm-hmm. And so we have that compliance as well. And so we have a quality formation of NAPS with the, you know, science behind it, the people that worked on it, the team of experts, the quality ingredients, and being manufactured in a cGMP facility in the United States of America is definitely a plus. And we advise that women that are nursing and pregnant, NAPS is not for you because they're a sedative herbs. So you, if you're pregnant or nursing, do not take NAPS. And if, as a general, you know, disclaimer for nutritional supplements or vitamins, if you have a medical condition or taking any medication, just consult your physician before taking NAPS. Just as a general liability statement. But definitely have to be 18 years or older and not pregnant or nursing, ladies.
Okay, remember that. So the process, when you thought about coming up with a non-habit-forming sleep aid, from the time of your brainchild to the time that it was done, how long was that process, and was it vigorous?
It took me, actually, I had the idea a couple years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, but I really started working on it a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It kind of, you know, was in and out of, hey, checking things out and doing some patent searches. And I knew that to get through all of the, you know, to have like FDA compliance and everything, and then, you know, just finding a team of experts to work on it and consulting with the right people, you know, it really was in the works very fast. It went from a year and a half ago, but I actually thought of the idea, and I have a friend who's a physician as well, and said, you know, why is there anything you can take in the middle of the night to help you go back to sleep? And she was like, I don't know, you know? So anyway, just kind of from my own experience and asking everybody, you know, what do you do? And I mean, I'm amazed how many people out there have sleeping issues. I mean, millions of people do not sleep or have quality of sleep that they need to function and to be thriving, and your overall health. And the negative effects of sleep deprivation are unbelievable and very detrimental to your body.
Absolutely.
And not only your mindset, quality of work and how you are with your kids, or, you know, the productivity that you do at work. And if you're tired, I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't exercise if I'm exhausted.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking,
I can't either.
How can I go exercise if I've slept 4 hours last night, you know? So anyway, it really, I thought of the idea maybe 2.5 years ago. My little girls were little, and then I really started working on it hard about a year and a half ago. So it's very exciting, and I'm very, very satisfied. And I just, you know, it came out of necessity for me, but it's exciting to see other people getting quality of sleep that they need and helping other people.
Yeah.
Which is so great.
So what made you want to go the all natural route? Because some folks could have easily got a chemist and said, hey, I want to start a sleeping aid, and we can copy as the NyQuil, you know, like how NyQuil sleep aid does, or, you know, a non habit forming like a Benadryl. You know, what was the inspiration to go all natural?
Well, I think everyone is moving in that direction, you know, whether it be food that they take or different things, all natural. I definitely think more people are open to trying and to living that lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, watching what they eat, put into their body.
Absolutely.
And I think definitely that train of thought, whether it's medicine or, you know, just more like my physician's an MD, but he's also a naturopathic doctor. So more looking into your whole life. Like, what do you eat? How much exercise? How much you sleep? Being all natural. And that's where basically kind of I knew that there's natural remedies out there that work and have worked for centuries.
Yeah.
That people have lived off the land or plants and sustained. And I just think everyone is going to that organic and all natural and
absolutely
healthy lifestyle living. So
yeah, I am one of those people. I am team all natural. Mm-hmm. I wash my face with honey and use apple cider vinegar as a astringent and coconut oil as the moisturizer. So I'm all natural. So I'm all in. When as soon as I saw, you know, all natural, like, yeah. And that it's non-habit forming. I think that's what's really important, because a lot of people become dependent on, you know, over-the-counter medications and prescribed medications. As we know, narcotics, you know, people that are on prescription drugs, they are the biggest drug addicts, you know, that who are addicted to what their doctor prescribes them. So the fact that naps is all natural and you can go to sleep fast, get your rest, and not have to worry about you forming a habit or an addiction and still getting your sleep, I think is absolutely incredible. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
You're on your way to LA, and this is going to be, I'm already predicting that, you know, whatever the meeting is, because you're going out to LA, so it's got to be big time.
Yes.
That NAPS is definitely going to be on the up and coming. Can you talk about your trip to LA that has to do with NAPS a little more, so the people of Houston could know that they've got someone that's about to blow up here in this realm?
Yes, sure. So we have a business meeting tonight who works for a Spanish radio station who is very well connected, and I won't say the name of it, but basically we have a meeting with him. He used to be a DJ out here in Houston, and now he's in LA, just through, you know, network connection, that we're going to go speak with him tonight and possibly do a radio interview in the Spanish network realm. And then I don't speak Spanish myself, but anyway.
Good luck with that one.
Yes. So, and then we're actually doing a trade show tomorrow for an organic spa, basically, you know, spa, healthy living, healthy lifestyles to facilitate that tomorrow in LA. We're exhibiting there, NAPS is. Mm-hmm. And then we'll probably hit the beach a little bit.
Ooh. Gotta hit the beach in LA.
Yes. So little business, little pleasure, and just, you know, healthy overall lifestyle. And it's great. I mean, you meet so many people that's all they want to do is figure out how can they sleep better, how can they eat better, how can they take better care of their bodies, you know, what they're putting into their bodies, what they're putting on their bodies. Yeah. Like you're saying, coconut oil, you know, is a moisturizer. It's wonderful. And it's wonderful to, like, take a tablespoon of that, you know, and for your, you know, and cook with it. And, you know, it's just so many wonderful natural remedies to help the longevity of your life.
Absolutely.
And sleep is definitely one of those.
Sleep is definitely one of them. With daylight saving time ending today, you know, we fell back an hour, so we have that extra hour. But people will still experience, you know, their bedtime being off. You know, normally that whole first week of daylight saving time, if it's on or if it's ending, a lot of people have a lot of time, you know, readjusting to the new times that the sun comes up and that the sun goes down. So naps would be perfect if you are having any of those issues. Yes.
Right. Correct.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you can log on to the website. That is napswithaz.com, NAPS, NAPZ.com. It is your fast-acting, non-habit-forming sleep aid. And it is absolutely incredible that it is all natural. That's because I just love that it is all natural. How can people get in contact with you if they need more information?
You can email us on our website, or you can personally email me if you'd like to and have any questions. I get a lot of emails, people asking me questions and, you know, can I take this with this, or, I'm allergic to gluten. Is this product gluten-free? So we are gluten-free, vegan-free, filler-free, soy-free, artificial flavors,
GMO
additives.
Or something like
GMO,
that.
GMO, So 100% all natural, like I said. But you can email me if you need to or would like to. I'm available. B. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, at naps.com. Or you can email our website, look on our website. We also are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that.
All the social medias.
We're available.
So you make sure that you follow them. Oh, Ms. Maxwell, thank you so much. I know you have a plane to catch. I don't want to keep you any longer, but NAPS is all natural, non-habit forming sleep aid, which is available on the website. Definitely check it out because I have my goodie bag. They brought me a fabulous goodie bag, darling, that I can't wait to try tonight. Oh,
earplugs.
I even got a oh wow, look, there's an eye mask here. And what's this little? What's this right here? What's
that's
in this gift bag?
Set of earplugs.
Oh,
you know,
earplugs.
If noise bothers you or.
You guys are the best.
Thank you. Some naps.
Yeah, and some naps that you can easily put it in water. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that for people that are taking other sorts of medication or whatnot, that will not interrupt that or disrupt anything that they have going on with that because it's all natural, correct?
Correct, yes. If you are taking any medications, it's best to consult with your physician before taking naps. But we don't know of any adverse chemical reactions to prescriptions or anything like that. And of course,
I'm such a kid
pregnant
in
nursing
the candy store.
Naps.
I like this.
Oh,
stuff.
And you have a little notebook. Okay,
yeah,
so the idea behind
the
notebook is that there are a lot of expert sleep tips out there, but my couple things I like to do is basically, clear your mind of any thoughts or to-do lists or even gratitude lists, anything like that, that you would like to use a little notebook. Clear your mind at the end of the night. Ready to sleep.
Yes. So make sure you go to the website. It's naps.com, naps with a Z. Thank you so much
for coming back. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We'll make it a quarterly thing.
That'd be awesome.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
So check out the website, naps, napz.com. And you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Thank you.